Good evening, councillors. Good evening, staff, and good evening to our gallery. This is the special meeting, council meeting number 12, held on the 5th of June 2017, the time being 5:30. I would like to remind all in attendance that it is council policy to record council meetings. The audio recording of this meeting will be made available to the public on council's website for a period of 12 months. In accordance with council policy, I will ask the General Manager to confirm that the audio recording has commenced.
Confirmed.
That's confirmed. At this point, I would like to acknowledge and pay respect to the Tasmanian Aboriginal community as the traditional and original owners and continuing custodians of this land on which we gather tonight, and acknowledge elders past and present. In attendance, there is myself, Councillor Wass, Deputy Mayor, Councillor Reet, Councillor Atkinson, Councillor Fox, Councillor Chatterton, Councillor Bastone, Councillor Grace and Councillor Winter. From staff, we have our General Manager, Mr. Arnold, our Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Breen, our Executive Manager, Organisational Development, Ms. Hughes, our Executive Manager, Information Services, Mr. Malt, our Executive Manager, Engineering Services, Mr. Reeve, our Manager, Finance, Mr. Jones, our Manager, Governance and Property Services, Mr. Smee, our Media and Communications Officer, Ms. Wilcox, and our Executive Assistant, Mrs. Morton. Apologies, we have two, Councillor Dr. Graham Berry and Councillor Mike Percy, both on leave of absence. On page two, declarations of interest. Councillors, are there any declarations of interest that you would like to bring to my attention? There are none. We move to page three. And this is a report, an officer's report on operational budget and rating resolutions 2017-2018. And if I turn to page seven, the first recommendation is the annual estimates operating budget. Councillor Chatterton. And I have a seconder in Councillor Fox. And I will remind councillors that this item requires an absolute majority. Councillor Chatterton.
Thank you, Mayor. This particular motion purely refers to, as the Mayor quite rightly said, is to do with the budget and the expenditure on the budget. It's got nothing to do with the setting of the rates. This is purely the budget. We have worked through the budget. And we have looked at various things within the budget, and I believe the majority of councillors agree that the budget as outlined is what we would like to see going forward into 17-18, and therefore I recommend the budget as we have seen it before.
Thank you, Councillor Chadden. Do I have a further speaker? Councillor Winter.
Well, Councillor Chatterton's only made one point there, and I disagree with it entirely in that I don't think you can talk about expenditure without it relating to rates. That's in fact that is how the expenditure is paid for, and that's why I'm so concerned about the operational expenditure contained within the proposed budget tonight. This is basically the same thing as I said last year and the year before. It is clear to me and the people that I talk to that they want to limit rate rises as much as possible, and it's clear to me that the only way we can do that is to curb our expenditure. So for that reason, I'm not in favour of what's in front of us. So I haven't been throughout the budget process this year, the year before or the one before that. Having said that, the worst possible outcome would be for us to pass the expenditure side of the budget and not pass the revenue side of the budget. If you support this expenditure, you should also support an 8.8% rate rise, because it needs to be... we need to have a... The most important thing is to have a sustainable council and a sustainable P&L and balance sheet, and I trust the advice of our CFO and General Manager in terms of ensuring that we have the revenue streams there to pay for the operational budget. So I actually think the most important part tonight is not actually setting the revenue, it's actually setting our expenditure. As I've said previously, last year and the year before, I think this council tries to do too much. It starts with our strategic plan. A strategic plan is a plan to do everything, all sorts of great and wonderful things. Unfortunately, we're a small to medium-sized council. We can't afford to do everything. Our ratepayers can't afford for us to try to do everything. It's been pointed out to me over many years, or over 2.5 years now, that Kingborough is a relatively low rating council. And if you accept that that's true, then my view would be that we should try and keep it that way. 8.8% rate rises are not in keeping with that. So again, it comes back to the recommendation that's in front of us, which seeks to lock in the same operational expenditure, essentially, as we've had in the last few years, and I think it needs to change to protect our ratepayers from large increases. There's only two people in the gallery, so...
Yeah, I'm sorry, but could you refrain, please?
Sorry, there's only two people in the gallery for the audio, so I've got 50% of it. I think it's unlikely. Well, look, I don't know how this vote's going to go. I really hope that that we'll vote no, that I'll be supported by at least another couple of councillors in voting against this particular item, so that we can go back to the drawing board and set an expenditure side of the budget which is able to keep our rate rises to a minimum.
Thank you. Councillor Grace.
Mayor, again, I don't support this. $10 million we're going to borrow for that so-called Kingston, whatever we called it, the old high school site. I thought if this council was to be fruitful for its community, it would borrow $10 million and put better infrastructure in, such as walkways and footways that people are crying out for, particularly footpaths. When we walk up and down many of our streets in the municipality, and it's on rubbish day, and people in wheelchairs or electrical motorised chairs can't even get past the bins. They've got to come out onto a heavy-loaded road to bypass. So there is other things that we should be spending our money on. I do not, and have not, in 16 years, and I know, and most councillors know, all councillors know, this is the first budget workshops I've missed for 16 years. And I do appreciate the hard work that my colleagues have done through the workshops, but unfortunately I was ill and unable to attend those. But nothing's new, because our colleagues know that I don't and won't support unnecessary rate increases. And again, I believe it's unnecessary. We still have a fairly huge surplus of funds, and that's been going on for years and years. So, no, there's no way I can support this.
Thank you. Councillor Fox.
The motion before us is to do with the budget. It's the budget that was presented to us at the workshops was based on a 4% budget increase, which is according to our long-term financial plan. The 8.8% would be based on the fact that we would pay off a deficit, which is caused by componentisation of asset valuation and also the sale of property to the Girl Guides. I personally support this motion, because if we pass this motion, we can achieve the budget that was put to us, the capital works programs, the maintenance programs, the wages of our staff, and the other things that we hope to achieve this year. The motion that would come next would give us an indication of the percentage that we want to raise. Now, personally, I think the main thing we need to do here tonight is pass the budget and agree on the budget. And then in our next motion, we can adjust that motion to perhaps modify it to 4%. And I would foreshadow that that's what I would be supporting. Thank you.
Councillor Atkinson.
Thank you, Mayor. We've talked about this at long length. I'll start off picking up on what Councillor Gray spoke about with the importance of spending money on footpaths and so on. I absolutely agree. And when I read this budget, it talks about $4.8 million towards roads, bridges and jetties. That's where we spend a lot of money. That's where a lot of our capital work goes, into those sort of things. Yes, there's an item there that says $10 million for Kingston Park, but that's money that we will borrow with the intention of selling off land in the future. That's an investment to get return. That money will get returned by selling off parts of that site. And so to me, that's not a concern, borrowing that money. It's almost can be treated separately from the main budget. The other thing I looked at when thinking whether what's in front of us is spending too much. Is this more than we should be spending? What sort of council are we? And when you look at the Auditor General's report, the Kingbury gets placed as an urban medium council, so it gets treated like Hobart or Glenorchy or Clarence or Launceston. I think that's sort of something to keep in our head. Are we a small rural council or are we an urban council? We talk about being the fastest growing municipality. We're on the periphery of Hobart. I think we are an urban council. Certainly parts of Kingborough are still rural, but the majority of the population are in an urban area now. When you look at the operation cost per rate or property, so the amount of money we spend per property, we are the lowest of all those councils. We are absolutely the lowest as to what we spend per property. So when you look at the items that are on this budget and the amount we're intending to spend, although we've got an expansive area and a large network of dirt roads and all sorts of things to maintain that some of the other urban councils don't have, we don't spend a lot of money. And so to me, I'm comfortable that this budget, which the staff have presented to us, the people that we employ to give us advice on this, who are experts in this area, have said this is the sort of money we need to spend to keep this council operating. The other thing I look at is, do people come to me and say, stop wasting so much money on things like Love Living Locally or on a Kingborough Arts Prize? No one has ever come to me and said, please don't run family daycare, please don't support the arts. I don't have those conversations. People talk to me about what council does, but they don't come in storms to me and say, look, the council's spending way too much money on these things that aren't your business. So to me, that gives me comfort that what we're doing is the sort of thing our community expects. And that's why I'm comfortable with this recommended expenditure.
Thank you. Councillor Reid.
Thank you. I just want to ask for a point of clarification about this particular motion, because I thought that I understood what it was about, and now that I've heard a couple of the contributions, I want to make sure that it sounds like I might not be on the right track. It's my understanding that this is just the mechanism for us to then consider the various increases in the future. Okay, so it's not linked to... It's just a couple of comments were made by two previous speakers that this was linked to the budget that we had presented to us at the workshop in March. That concerns me, because that budget had a proposed increase of 8.8%, which I don't support. So I want to be sure that this is just the procedural motion that we need to pass to enable us to pass a budget, regardless of what figures are contained in that, in the preceding motions. Because if we don't, am I correct in saying if we don't pass this particular motion, we can't pass subsequent ones, is that correct?
Yes, okay. And this one was, as all those that attended the budget workshops, is calculated, as Councillor Fox quite rightly says, on a 4% under the long-term financial plan.
Okay, thank you. I wanted to clarify that, because I'm happy to support this as a procedural motion to allow us then to have the discussions about what the percentage rate increase would be, because obviously if we don't pass this, we're not able to pass a budget, which would throw us into a little bit of turmoil. So I will support this.
Yep. Thank you.
May I point out,
question?
I'm at a loss now, because this is the first time I've sort of had this thrown on us that... I thought that the way Councillor chatted and presented his speech to us was the fact that because the estimate, capital works, etc., we're passing the whole lot in one bang go. But no. When I read this again, I thought,
operating budget, which is calculated at the 4% long-term financial.
But then I thought that the fact that we were just authorising the general manager to make minor adjustments of $50,000.
That is the standard when things go through.
Then Councillor Reid is saying now
That's standard.
Yes, I know. I know it's standard. We do it each time. I have no problem with that. But I'm getting confused now whether normally we just pass the $50,000, then we go on with each item on rates and then determine what we do. And as long as we're doing that, I'm happy with that.
Okay. Councillor Whitty, you have a question?
Yeah. So can I just clarify or ask a question then? In Section A, it talks about the estimates of revenue. Can we confirm whether the estimates of revenue are based on a 4% or an 8.8% rate
increase? They are based on 4%. That's always been the intention from all the workshops that we've done.
Okay, thank you. I wasn't asking you, Councillor Chatterton. Thanks.
Yeah, quiet, councillors, please. Are there any further speakers to this item? If not, I'll ask Councillor Chatterton to close debate.
Thank you. What's been said is correct, that the budget estimates were calculated on 4%. This is not saying the rates are going to be 1% or 8% or 12%. This is purely accepting the operating budget, and there are more motions to follow.
Thank you, Councillor Chadden. Councillors, I'll put the recommendation moved by Councillor Chadden, seconded by Councillor Fox, that A, in accordance with Section 82 of the Local Government Act 1993 as amended, the Council adopts by absolute majority the estimates of revenue and expenditure, excluding estimated capital works, for the 2017-18 financial year as detailed in the annual plan. B. In accordance with Section 82(6) of the Act, the Council, by absolute majority, authorises the General Manager to make minor adjustments up to $50,000 to any individual estimate item as he deems necessary during the 2017-18 financial year, provided that the total of the estimates remains unaltered. Councillors, those in favour, I'll ask you to say aye.
Aye.
Those who wish to vote no, please say no. We'll have a division or a show of hands, please. Those in favour are Councillors Bastone, Chatterton, Fox, Atkinson, Reet and Wass. And opposing the motion, we have Councillors Winter and Grace. That motion is carried. Councillor Fox, you foreshadowed a motion.
I've got it here.
I foreshadowed that I'd support a motion. I think Councillor Chatterton would like to put the motion.
That's fine.
Thank you.
Councillor Chatterton.
Yes, Mayor. The motion is that in accordance with the provision of the Local Government Act 1993 as amended, Council makes a general rate component for land within the municipality area for the period of the 1st of July 17 to the 30th of June 18 of 0.268506 in the dollar of capital value in respect of all rateable land within the municipality area, and that is equivalent to a 4% rate rise.
Do I have a seconder? Councillor Fox. Thank you. Councillor Chadden, if you'd like to speak to the motion, please.
Yes, ma'am. The budget, as I said before, was set on a 4% rate rise. There has been some discussion, particularly from the staff, that we should fully fund our depreciation. Our depreciation, to fund that has been forced upon us by the Auditor General, who believes that we should fully fund our depreciation and get Council back into a surplus. I believe the majority of us have spoken to the community over the last month or so and have sought ideas on what's acceptable and what's unacceptable. I believe the 8.8% as proposed originally is unacceptable. I believe the 4% rise is equivalent to, as I said, the budget, and it is in line with what we have done in the past. I believe that this council needs to be responsible. This rate rise would cover all the things that the community want. And it's interesting that some councillors don't want some things, some councillors don't want other. Unfortunately, out in the community, there are people out there that want to support the arts. There's people out there that want to support cricket. There's people out there that want to support the sports centre. And we've got a large community, and did you say no to some or yes to others? This gives, across the board, gives everybody something, and we're not just cancelling all the projects that people may or may not want. And I think it's a responsible rate rise, and I fully endorse that particular rate rise.
Thank you. Councillor Fox?
As Councillor Atkinson said previously, Kingberry is one of the lowest rating councils in Tasmania, just below Brighton, and I do think we get good value for rates. This is a brave decision because I was very keen to pursue the 8.8% on the basis that we do have a deficit, and this would help pay off the deficit. But at the same time, I think that deficit is really just a paper deficit. It's based on valuation and asset values, and I don't think in this point in politics it's wise to move in this direction. The other reason I have changed my mind about the 8.8 is because it would have given us a buffer in case the minister were to put a rate cap on us, which I think he may well do, as well as remove Taswater. And as a council, we've contributed $100 million towards the Taswater, and the dividends we receive are probably larger than most other councils. So if we were to lose Taswater and it was going to be privatised or given to the government, then I feel we'd be in a very vulnerable position. But I guess that is preempting something that would be negative. And I don't know whether the minister will or won't put a rate cap. There might be an election between now and when he can manage it, and it might be opposed by the upper house. Hopefully it will. But I do feel that it is difficult at the moment in the community for the payment of an 8% increase. And I feel that by pulling back to 4%, it's sticking to the things we want to do, it's achievable in the community, and it's not going to make people very anxious about not being able to pay the rates. I think it's fairer, and I also feel that with the valuations going up soon, people's rates are going to go up as well. So I think we can live with having a deficit for a bit longer, and I think this is not the time to go up quite so dramatically. So I do support the 4%. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Winter.
thanks. Can I ask, what are the risks associated with a rate rise that within this resolution we're debating, considering the operational budget, what risks do we see in only increasing by 4% with the existing operational budget?
Mr. Arnold?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. I can't, off the top of my head, come up with any foreseeable risk, Councillor Winter. As you'll recall, the full-day workshop that councillors had on the budget was predicated on a draft budget in keeping with the long-term financial plan of 4%. To answer your question, I'm unaware, as we speak, of any risk that would be inherent in supporting a 4% increase. The only risk has already been addressed by Councillor Fox, and that is that the 4%, as opposed to the Office's recommendation of 8.8%, will mean that the underlying deficit will probably remain with us for an additional 12 months. And that's probably the only risk that I could foresee.
Sure. So can you take me through the rationale behind the recommendation then for an 8.8% rate rise as opposed to a 4% rate rise?
Mr. Arnold?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, Councillor Winter, I can. The rationale, simply put, was that major change to the current long-term financial plan of 4% was that by having a one-off increase for the next financial year to 8.8%, that would enable the underlying deficit that this council currently operates on to disappear over the next financial year. The motion that's been moved by Councillor Chatterton will mean that the underlying deficit will remain with council, and the risk that you mentioned in your previous question relates to the risk of the Tas Water situation, but we've already factored in that from the 1st of July next year there will be a reduction in dividend, and it's just a question of when you hit the target to address the underlying surplus.
What about in terms of the council's cash position, in terms of the existing operating budget and the proposed 8.8% rate rise? Is there any? Are we going to look at? Are we going to need to look at going to debt in the next 12 months in order to fund that operational budget?
Mr. Arnold,
through you, Mr. Mayor. The current budget, whether it be predicated on the recommended 8.8, which is now subject to a 4% resolution, is also predicated on borrowings into the next financial year, which have been well documented, to the tune of $10 billion, primarily to address Kingston Park.
So you foresee that would be the only borrowings required by council is for that $10 million for Kingston Park?
We can't borrow any
more. Mr. Arnold?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, at this point in time, that's what's predicted in the current budget document.
All right. I guess I'm surprised that we've been recommended an 8.8% rate rise, yet we're told that there's no risk in sticking to a 4% rate rise. Whilst that is reassuring, it's a little, I find it a little bit strange. But I guess what we're missing, and we had last year, we were talking about a long-term financial plan at the same time as the budget, and we are not debating long-term financial plans written in the papers here that we'll be debating in future. So we're only able to look at next year. We've been told it'll be another deficit. At the largest deficit in Tasmania last year, we've got another large deficit this year and again. And I guess the reason I ask about the question about the cash issue is whether or not how long that is sustainable for. This particular decision is going to require a lot of work through the long-term financial plan, because I think something's got to give at some point in time. And to me, if this was passed, all we're doing is putting the problem back for next financial year to be here the same time next year with a similar problem. I won't be supporting this.
Thank you. Councillor Grace?
Mayor, again I'll say, I hear it every year. Kingborough is one of the lowest. I personally couldn't care less what Hobart charge, Huon Valley or Brighton or anybody. All I'm interested in is Kingborough. And I've said that for 16 years. Kingborough is our target, not other councils. We don't have to measure ourselves. We should be setting a good example. We've been in a position where we could reduce rates with no increase at times, but I got cried down on that. We look at our expenditure. We have never, and we've asked to have a look at the amount of plant we have, whether it's feasibility to have that plant. Is it necessary to have all that plant? We still haven't got that report. We look at gravel roads. We're spending almost $500,000 a year on gravel roads, probably more, and every time it pelts down with rain, those resources go into our waterways. We should be looking at better ways of dealing with these roads. We've had plenty of time to do that, and we haven't looked at the other options. And the other option is quite simple. It's seal roads. Yes, it costs more, and yes, you can argue it costs more to maintain them. But the savings on this raw material, and we're finding it very difficult to get raw material now for our roads, particularly on Bruny Island. We've got to export it from this side of the island to the other side, which is ridiculous, and it's a big cost to the municipality, the ratepayers. I could go on and on and on, but I won't. But some of the councillors, look, I don't know, $1, $2 increase in rates per week is a lot of money for a lot of people. And I know that because I'm on a pension, a part of a pension, and I don't know who councillors talk to, but I must be talking to the wrong people, because I'm told week in and week out about our rates. And council should set an example and not increase rates and try and find ways of reducing rates for our community, be more affordable in providing services to our community. But, I won't support even a 4%. So, again, Mr. Mayor, I can go on all night about it, and it's not going to make no difference at all, because I've done it for 16 years and I haven't turned the tide yet. I don't think I will now.
Thank you. Councillor Bastard.
I'm really unhappy with this, and I'm in a very difficult position. I believe that this is our one chance and that we should be increasing the rates by 8.8. And whether people like it or not, and people like me and want to vote me out because I think of it, but at 8.8%, it's 0.280899 cents in the dollar compared to the Huon, and I know Councillor Grace said we don't compare ourselves, or he's not interested, but there's this 0.3235 cents in the dollar. We get very good value for what we've got in Kingston. Councillor Grace is saying that we need more made roads, we need more of this, we need more of that. We're not going to be able to do more made roads and things unless we have more money coming in. We do not have...
Point of order, I'm saying we could do it in savings. I didn't...
Point taken.
Yeah.
Point taken. Thank you. Continue, Councillor Bastard.
As a council, we don't have a lot of things that bring in money other than rates. It's other councils have other things, and I think that sometimes there's a tough bullet, and in my mind, I'm very loath to support the 4% increase, because I think it should be what the staff have recommended. We have excellent staff here. I think we're very proud of the staff we've got in the Kingborough Council, and if they've come out and recommended 8.8, we should be listening very hard to what they're saying.
Thank you. Councillor Atkinson.
Thank you, Mayor. Just a couple of questions. Before I start, I just wondered if the General Manager could just clarify, I've sort of half got it in my head, the long-term financial plan as it is has a 4% increase. What are the increases after that into the future in the current long-term financial plan?
Mr. Arnold.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. They're predicated on addressing the underlying deficit and the current projection in the long-term financial plan is 2021. With the imminent reduction in the Tazwater dividend that we face from the 1st of July 2018, this decision would probably mean that we would be coming back to council to adjust the long-term financial plan to take into account that it would more likely be a 12 months later before the underlying surplus was achieved.
And so what would be the rate increases? You know, within that plan, what we'll be expecting to have over the next one or two or three or 4 years?
Mr. Arnold?
Through Mr. Mayor, under the current long-term financial plan, it's predicated on continuing a 4% annual rate increase.
And under the staff proposal for an 8.8% increase, what will be the proposed future rate increases in that scenario?
Mr. Arnold?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, that That was predicated on a one-off 8.8% rate increase for the next financial year, followed by rate increases of 2.9%.
2.9?
Yes.
Yep. Right, so just so I've got that clear. So if we went with 4 this year, of course it would be up to the council voting in 12 months' time, but the expectation will be continue at 4. If we had gone with the staff recommendation of 8.8, then we would have been presumably presented with 2.9 into the future. Have I got that clear?
Mr. Arnold?
Through you, Mr.
All things being the same. Yeah.
Yes, that's all things being equal, that's a correct assumption, Councillor Atkinson.
Thank you. The other question, I think, I'm not sure if it's in the papers here, but we have presented to us, but and Councillor Grace touched on it, what's this 8.8 or 4, what's the per week impact that has on people's rates?
Mr. Arnold?
Let's go for a median or something.
Average?
Other mortal figures.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. I'm looking at my colleague, Mr. Breen, who might be able to give a more precise figure than off the top of my head.
Through the Chair, yes. The 4% represents about $50-odd dollars a week, perhaps a bit over $50 a year, which represents about a dollar a week. The 8.8% would be a little bit more than double that, so a little bit over $100 a year.
Thank you.
Okay, so what we're discussing is a dollar a week half the people will be a dollar a week or less, and half will be a little bit more than that. And if it had been 8.8, it would have been $2 a week, and that's the figures we're talking over. I, as much as I respect Councillor Grace's opinion about not comparing to surrounding councils, I do look at councils around us as a benchmark of what people pay in rates. And I know we had presented to us if we had gone with 8.8, or if we do later in this meeting, I don't know, we'd still be 5% lower. That's $76 lower than Hobart. We'd be $159 lower than Huon for a typical house in Kingra. We'd be lower than Glenorchy, we'd be on a par with Clarence. So it wouldn't be putting our rates up to an exorbitant amount, as much as I've had people write to me to say we're a high-rating council. And once again, I referred to the Auditor-General's report and looked at those indexes that they calculate there, and we have the lowest rates per rateable property, we have the lowest rates per capita, per person. We have the lowest cost per full-time equivalent. We're a very lean, low-rating, low-charging council, even if we went ahead with a higher increase than 4%. I'm hearing around the table that people are comfortable to go with 4%. It will mean that we'll be, with any long-term plan, the probability of things further into the future becomes less certain. If we had 8.8 in our hand this year, we'd be sure of that. If we have 4 in our hand this year, then we're not really sure if we get 4 next year, or that becomes less and less certain. And as some people have raised, if the state government bring in rate capping, it'll be a lot harder for us to be sure of that increase. I'll take the general manager's advice that we can live with a 4% increase, but I also am very cognizant that the advice from staff is coming that we should have gone for an 8.8. So I'll be interested to see where this debate ends up.
Thank you, Councillor Reid.
Thank you. It's all taken a very interesting turn, hasn't it? Because this is an entirely different situation than we saw when we discussed this matter at the budget workshop in March, because at that time it seemed like the majority were in favour of an 8.8% increase, and I was one of the few who was speaking against it. And I remember leaving that workshop thinking, what are they thinking? Because to me, in the political climate that we're in at the moment, particularly in the lead up to a state election, to put an 8.8% increase in, whether it's one-off and it leads to lower ones, is complete and utter madness. And Councillor Fox mentioned the issue of rate capping and that, well, we should get in early and do this before rate capping may become a reality. If I was the Minister for Local Government at the moment, I'd actually sit back and watch an 8.8% increase and say, that's one of the reasons we have to have rate capping. I think from a state government perspective, we would be walking right into his hands and say, look, you know, we're not being very responsible here. We're putting in an 8.8% increase, so why don't you actually rate cap us? So I think that we don't know what the future will hold, whether it will be rate capping or not, but to try and now do a one-off increase as was proposed by staff I think is not a smart thing to do, particularly, as I said, in the time of local government reform and all-round criticisms of local government. And, you know, we have the Auditor-General says that, Auditor-General's office says that we're one of the best performing councils in the state. To the average person on the street, that doesn't mean anything, unfortunately. It would be great if it did, but they don't take notice of things like that. They would take notice of an 8.8% increase. So I'm pleased to see that we have another motion before us that halves that figure. Would I like to have less than a 4% increase? Yes, I would. Is it realistic? Unfortunately, I don't believe it is to have less than a 4% increase. 4% is in line with our long-term financial plan, and I have consistently said over the time that I've been on this council now, 6 years, that I will continue to support a long-term financial plan that is predicated around that 4% increase. It will allow us to address the issue of the underlying fiscal deficit. It'll just be a year later than if we put the 8.8% increase in at the moment. Look, it would be, as I said, it would be great to have no increase or to have a 2% increase, but we also have to be realistic that we operate on council as a business and that we have increasing staff costs. We have increasing costs of doing business and that we need to be able to service those costs. Otherwise, we're then in the situation of having to go down the path of cutting services or not replacing staff, and that's not what we want to do. And it's very easy. We've gone down this path before where we've tried to look at our expenditure, and it's very easy to try and go for what I'd call the low-hanging fruit and look at things that really, when you add them all up, it actually doesn't add up to that much in the overall budget. But we kind of grab at the things that we think, well, they're not core business, so let's take the arts and let's take some community services and let's take the easy stuff. Well, it's not easy because to some people in the community they are core services and they are important to them, and having manor gardens or daycare or youth services or arts and things is an important part of the community that we live in, not just garbage collection and footpaths and roads and things. So I think we have to bear that in mind, that it's not easy. So it's a bit like state government. Everyone's always calling on state government to reduce payroll tax. Payroll tax is one of their very few income streams. So it's always the first thing that people say, cut payroll tax. People say to us, cut rates. It's just not that simple unless we're going to cut the expenditure. What we do have here, based on 4%, and I had asked Mr. Brent to provide me with the modelling earlier today, is that we can still, with a 4% increase, we can still cover our expenses for the next financial year. And I believe in doing so, we'll be doing it. Yes, acknowledging that we're still having an increase, but one that I think that we can justify given our costs. So I'm pleased that we've got to this point. I will just touch on one last thing. Councillor Atkinson touched on it, and that was that I do think it is significant how we compare to other councils. I don't agree with Councillor Grace. I do think it's important that we are competitive, if you like, when it comes to our rates. And we did receive some communications today from members of the public who said we're one noted that we were one of the highest rating councils in Tasmania, and if not in Australia. Now, that I get frustrated when those sorts of comments are made. It isn't the case. In, out of seven councils in southern Tasmania, we're the second lowest. And I wish people would respect that as a fact and take that into consideration when we do have to still have what I believe is now a modest and sustainable increase, and one that will be in line with a future long-term financial plan that will still achieve our objectives of the underlying deficit, albeit a year later.
Thank you. Question, Councillor Winner.
Thank you. What will be our budgeted net operating position in 2017-18 under a 4% rate rise across general, commercial, industrial land?
Mr Breen, do you have that, or I go to the General Manager or Mr Jones? Mr Breen.
Yeah, through the Chair, I'm not sure I exactly understand the question. The reality is that given the 4% increase, our underlying deficit at the end of next financial year, 17-18, will be $860,000. So that's our net.
That's with a 4%?
With a 4% yep. increase, yes.
That answered the question. Okay. I don't understand, so thank you.
I won't be saying anything. I think Councillor Reid stole all of my thunder, so I'll echo what you said. Any further discussions? If there's anyone that has not spoken that wishes to, Councillor Bastan.
Could I ask a question?
You may certainly ask a question.
As this has to be, this vote has to be a majority, an absolute majority.
Just a majority.
Just a majority. What does an abstention vote, or someone who abstains, where does that happen in the
voting?
That
is a vote against.
That's a vote against, thank you.
Councillor Chatterton, would you like to close debate, please?
Thank you, Mayor. Interesting comments from round the table, and I respect the comments made by various people. One of the things that we've been told, well, I've heard we've been told, is that we don't have an expenditure problem, an income problem. We don't have an expenditure problem, but we have an income problem. And as has been said, we've been trying to keep rates low compared to other councils, and whether you want to compare them or not is another issue, but we've been trying to keep them low for many, many years. We've had options to try and increase them, and every time we come back to a realistic level to try and make it viable for people in our municipality. Someone said to me today, well, of course, your council gets lots of grants, and of course we don't get lots of grants, and the reason we don't get lots of grants is because we looked upon by the other tiers of government as being an affluent municipality. Whether we individually believe that to be true or not, they believe it to be true. And our main source of income, well and truly our main source of income, is rates. Every other tier of government has lots of various ways of raising their income, and we don't have those options. And being looked upon as an affordable municipality, that goes against us in getting a lot of the grants that some of our neighbouring councils, particularly to the south, can get. So, councillors, I recommend the motion before you and trust that we can get it through.
Thank you, Councillor Chatterton. Councillors, I'll put the recommendation to you, moved by Councillor Chatterton, seconded by Councillor Fox, that in accordance with the provisions of the Local Government Act 1993 as amended, Council makes a general rate component for land within the municipal area for the period 1st of July 2017 to the 30th of June 2018 of 0.268506 in the dollar of capital value in respect of all rateable land within the municipal area. Councillors in favour, I'll ask that you please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? We'll have a division or a show of hands, please. Those in favour of the motion are Councillor Chatterton, Councillor Fox, Councillor Atkinson, Councillor Reet, Councillor Wass, Councillor Bastone, and opposing the motion we have Councillors Grace and Councillor Winter. Recommendation is carried. We'll move on to page 8, Rates Resolution Part 1B. And Councillor Chatterton, you would like to
yes, Mayor. And therefore, according to the previous one, we now change the cents and the dollar value from 0.559261 to 0.534588. Otherwise, the motion stays as is.
Thank you, Councillor Fox. Councillor Chadden, would you like to speak to the motion?
I don't think I need to, thank you.
Any councillor wish to speak to the motion? Then I will put the recommendation moved by Councillor Chadden, seconded by Councillor Fox. Pursuant to Section 107 of the Local Government Act 1993 as amended, the Council, by absolute majority, hereby varies the general rate component as previously made for land within the municipal area which is used or predominantly used for industrial purposes to 0.534588 cents in the dollar of capital value of such rateable land. Councillors in favour, I'd ask that you please say aye.
Aye.
Those against?
Aye.
We'll have a division or a show of hands, please. Those in favour of the motion are Councillors Bastone, Councillor Fox, Councillor Chadden, Councillor Reid, Councillor Atkinson and Councillor Wass. And opposing the motion, I have Councillor Grace and Councillor Winter. Motion is carried. The next item, also on page 8, number 4, Rate Resolution Part 1C. And Councillor Chadden, I think, will give us, will move this and give us a figure.
Yes, the new figure for there, Mayor, instead of being 0.491443, will be 0.469762 cents in the dollar.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder? Thank you, Councillor Fox. Just wait till Mrs. Morton gets the right amount. Councillor Chadden, do you wish to speak?
Thank you.
Any councillor wish to speak? I'll put the recommendation moved by Councillor Chadden, seconded by Councillor Fox. Pursuant to Section 107 of the Local Government Act 1993 as amended, the Council by absolute majority hereby varies the general rate component as previously made for land within the municipal area which is used or predominantly used for commercial purposes to 0.469762 cents in the dollar of capital value of such rateable land. I'll ask councillors now to vote. Councillors in favour, please say aye. Those against? We'll have a division or a show of hands, please. Those in favour? Councillor Atkinson, Councillor Reid, Councillor Wass, Councillor Fox, Councillor Chatterton, Councillor Bastone, and opposing the motion, Councillor Winter and Councillor Grace. The motion is carried. We'll move on to page 9, Rates Resolution Part 2. You wish to move?
Yeah.
Councillor Grace, a seconder?
I'm not sure whether Councillor Grace wants to drop that one to what has should be recommended as per. It would be therefore come down to 335 if Councillor Grace may not be aware of that, but if he wants to leave it up at 350, that's... but it would come down to 335 if Councillor Grace would prefer.
It in reducing rates, and
I have the amount, please?
Councillor Chatterton?
335. Thank you. I'll come back to you in just a second. Yeah. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Fox. Thank you. Councillor Grace?
I think, in fairness, this is the fair way to go, where people have got a vacant block of land down the bush somewhere and somebody else has got one closer and they haven't got all the services. It's a fairer costing as far as I'm concerned, so that's why I support that.
Thank you. Any further discussion, councillors? I will put the recommendation moved by Councillor Grace, seconded by Councillor Fox. Pursuant to Section 90, Part 4 of the Local Government Act 1993 as amended, in making a general rate, the Council sets a minimum amount of $335 in respect of all rateable land within the municipal area for the period the 1st of July 2017 to the 30th of June 2018. Councillors in favour, if you would please say aye. Those against? We'll have a division or a show of hands, please. Those in favour are Councillors Grace, Bastone, Chatterton, Fox, Atkinson, Reid and Wass. And opposing the motion, Councillor Winter. Motion is carried. The next item is Rate Resolutions Part 3. in relation to garbage collection. Do I have a mover? I have a mover in Councillor Fox. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Chatterton. Councillor Fox, do you wish to speak?
I don't think there's an increase.
Yes, there is.
Yes,
there is.
Sorry, I can't see where it's gone up to from.
It says in the app.
It's gone up $4 and $2, hasn't it?
I think
$4
it's
$4 and $2.
That's what I
have. I remember reading it in the report, but I can't see it in the motion. Okay, yeah, it's just gone up a few dollars, and I think that's reasonable. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Grace.
Again, I'm sorry I've got to speak against it, Mr. Mayor. Well, I mean, how much longer are we going to keep putting the rates up? I know this is a different thing, but it's the collection, and we're still under contract, the same contract. I don't think he's got much of a... He's only got a CPI in his contract, as I understand. We did increase the rates here earlier in the year. That was for the inside operations, but... having a discussion with the general manager.
No, that's right. I just wanted a reason to respond back to you.
I don't support the motion.
That's right. And the increase, of course, and that was what I was asking the general manager, we are continuing to add pick-up points.
Well, if we're adding up pick-up points, I support 100%, but that then gives us more revenue, so therefore if it's going to cost us more money for more pick-up points, what's the point in picking them up? Keep going on the private contractors that's doing it at a half the cost probably of what council are doing it. I don't know.
Thank you. Point noted. Councillor Bastone?
I just have a... in the... 2 for each residential or commercial unit that's provided with a council garbage collection service utilising a 240 litre mobile garbage, the service charge is varied to $252. Now, if it's $98 for an 80 litre bin, we are trying to encourage people to have less rubbish, but we can have a 240 litre bin for less for... It's not triple, it's less, if you understand what I mean, for the cost of it. So I think that if you're going to have a 240-litre bin, you should be paying a lot more than 252. I think it should be 350, because we're trying to discourage rubbish. Then we've been having workshops on it, and, you know, I just think that this is too cheap.
The only suggestion I would have there, Councillor, is if you want to move an amendment.
May I move an amendment to B2 to be $350?
Do I have a second to that amendment? Councillor Atkinson? We're dealing with the amendment only now, Councillors. Councillor Bastone, you wish to speak to the amendment?
No, I think I've said enough.
Councillor Atkinson, wish to speak to the amendment as seconder?
I guess I'll just reiterate the points that Councillor Bastone's made, that we, as a council, are trying to reduce rubbish going into landfill, to reduce the waste stream, and so it seems appropriate that we send a price signal to people if they're going to create more rubbish that's going to have to go be collected, taken to Beretta, put into trucks, taken to Copping, put in a great big hole in the ground, that they should pay something significant towards that.
Thank you. Councillor Grace?
I think, Mayor, when you look at this, it's more commercial. You don't see a lot of residential properties with the 240 litre. It's mainly commercial. If we're going to make it too difficult for the commercial people, we know the shops and businesses around town, they allow and they collect rubbish so that this council don't have to do it. And if we make it difficult for the commercial area, they will secure their bins they have. so that people can't put their rubbish in, and they'll just drop it as they come outside the shop, and it'll be floating all around the street again. And we've been through that all before. So in one sense, by keeping it at a low cost, well, it's not a low cost, it's a cost, and council are making money out of it at the moment. I think that's what we should be doing, and not encourage commercial people to not allow people to use their facility.
Thank you. Councillor Chatterton?
Look, I concur with most of the comments said by Councillor Grace. This is true. The majority of these are in commercial area, and I think we should be supporting the commercial areas as much as we're supporting the residential area. And look, it's still only one collection. Yes, the bin is bigger. Yes, it has more in it. But you look at the... It's the economics of picking it up and taking it to the tip, not just the volume. And I think the lesser figure is quite high enough.
Thank you. Councillor Winter?
I just want to say I'm really interested in this debate, but I probably would prefer to see a report and talk about what our costs are. Councillor Chatterton is talking about the operational cost of actually collecting the bin versus the actual amount. So I'll be more comfortable. I probably wouldn't support this amendment, but I'd love to have the debate in a sort of more structured way down the track through a notice of motion or a report or whatever.
Thank you. Councillor Reid?
Similar to Councillor Winter, I mean, I think the points that Councillor Chatterton just made are very valid, that we need to understand the costs of the whole process. And, you know, the bin might not be full, it might only be half full, and then we're charging somebody a significant amount more. My other concern is that you do see around a number of places, residential places, 240 litre bins, and I know a number of families who use them, and it's because they have either elderly people or people with disabilities who wear continence devices, and they need large bins. They don't have any other options. We'd be inadvertently penalising them under this system. So I think we do need to actually think it through and make sure that we're not actually getting others caught up in something which the intention of it is very sound, and I think I'd like to look at it in terms of our overall waste management strategy and also an education campaign for people. But we need to understand that there will be exceptions to the rule.
Thank you. Councillor Bastone, would you like to close debate?
Closed.
Closed. Councillors, I'll put the amendment. The amendment is in part B2. The amount changed from $252 to $350. Councillors in favour of the amendment, please say aye. Those against? No. We'll have a division or show of hands, please. Those in favour of the amendment are Councillor Bastone and Councillor Atkinson. Those opposing the amendment are Councillors Winter, Grace, Chatterton, Fox, Reid and Wass. The amendment is lost. We are now back to the original motion. And if anyone else wishes to speak, now is the time. I'll ask Councillor Fox to close debate if she would like.
Closed. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillors, I'll put the recommendation moved by Councillor Fox, seconded by Councillor Chadden, and it says, pursuant to Section 94(1) of the Local Government Act 1993 as amended, Council makes the following charges for land within the municipal area for the period the 1st of July 2017 to the 30th of June 2018. A garbage collection charge of $98 for each residential or commercial unit that is provided with a council garbage collection service utilising an 80 litre mobile garbage bin, whether that service is used or not. B. Pursuant to Section 94(3A) of the Act, the Council by absolute majority determines to vary the garbage collection charge as follows. 1. For each residential or commercial unit that is provided with a council garbage collection service utilising a 120 litre or 140 litre mobile garbage bin, the service charge is varied to $152. 2. For each residential or commercial unit that is provided with a council garbage collection service utilising a 240 litre mobile garbage bin, the service charge is varied to $252. Councillors, I'll ask you to vote. Those councillors in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? That is carried unanimously. We'll move on to page 10, Rates Resolution, Part 4A. Who was a yes? Councillor Fox is a mover. Seconder, Councillor Grace. Councillor Fox, wish to speak?
There is a $2 increase in the charge from last year for the recycling collection for residential and commercial units. I don't know what the increase is on the 240-litre mobile recycling. I can't see that in the report. Perhaps I could be... It probably is a similar sort of amount.
It was, but I'll ask Mr. Breen, or Mr. Breen might have a figure, or Mr. Jones.
Through the chair, I'm pretty sure it's a $4 increase.
Thank you. Councillor Atkinson.
Thank you, Mayor. Look, I'm not going to propose an amendment, but I will just raise a similar point with this. If we are going to discuss this at a future time, I'd hope that we could give people larger bins without charging them more, because we want to encourage them to recycle, and this is a negative price signal which is discouraging people to recycle, which I think is not in line with the Council's values.
Thank you. Further speakers? If not, I'll put the recommendation moved by Councillor Fox, seconded by Councillor Grace, and it reads, pursuant to Section 94(1) of the Local Government Act 1993 as amended, the Council makes the following charges for land within the municipal area for the period 1st of July 2017 to the 30th of June 2018. A recycling collection charge of $54 for each resident or commercial unit that is provided with a Council recycling collection service utilising a 140-litre mobile recycling bin, whether that service is used or not. B. Pursuant to Section 94(3)(a) of the Act, the Council by absolute majority determines to vary the recycling collection charge as follows. 1. For each residential or commercial unit that is provided with a Council recycling collection service utilising a 240-litre mobile recycling bin, the charge is varied to $88. Councillors, I'll ask you to vote. Those in favour, please say aye. Those against? It's carried unanimously. The next item on page 10 also is a rates resolution, part 5A. And I have Councillor Chadden who will give me an updated figure.
Yes, Mayor, the stormwater removal rate will be 0.005824.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Fox, thank you. Do you wish to speak to the motion, Councillor Chadden?
I don't think we need to, thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Grace?
So we're dealing with that item, 8.
Yes.
Then we turn over to page 11 or 9. We're talking about the same thing. What are we talking about? If we adopt the rate that Councillor Chatterton has just mentioned, does that equal that $61? What's it equal in? What are we talking about? Because it's a bit confusing how it's...
It's like the minimum rate on the land. $61 is your minimum.
That is correct, what Councillor Bastone said.
So it's a minimum rate of the land, which then the next item on the next page is another item.
This is the...
Yes. I didn't hear what Councillor Bastone says, but
well,
from what I'm picking up, she is correct. It's for items, it's for capital value properties in excess of $1 million.
Right. So last year, was the first year we adopted this stormwater charge.
Yes,
right. Now, last year, was it $60 we adopted per property?
Mr. Breen.
Through the chair, now it was $56 last year. It was the minimum rate, and the rate per dollar was 0.0056 something.
So you're looking for an increase of $5.
Mr. Breen, would you...
Through the chair, the amended amount will be $58. So it will be a $2 increase on the 4% amendment.
Okay, now I've got it. Okay, now I'm with it. Thank you.
No, that's fine. Thank you. Are there any speakers? If not, I'll put that recommendation. Councillor Chadden?
Just to clarify, I think we should say this is a small increase for those who pay over $1 million, and to what we're going to refer to is a small increase on those that have a set dollar amount. So there's two different areas and the two small marginal increase. But this increase has dropped because it was looked at 8.8 and this is now looked at 4%.
Thank you, Councillor Chadden. So I think everyone's clear. I'll put the recommendation moved by Councillor Chadden, seconded by Councillor Fox, and it says, pursuant to Section 93 of the Local Government Act 1993 as amended, the Council makes the following charges for land within the municipal area for the period 1st of July 2017 to the 30th of June 2018. A stormwater removal rate of 0.005824 cents in the dollar of capital value of such rateable land within the municipal area. Councillors, I'll ask you to vote. Those in favour, please say aye. Those against? That is carried unanimously. We'll move on to page 11, Rates Resolution, Part 5B.
Well, I'll move it to be 58.
So I have... So Councillor Chadden has moved it and the amount is $58. Do I have a seconder?
Yes.
Councillor Bastone. Councillor Chadden, wish to speak?
I think we've discussed it. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Councillor Weeder.
So can I just clarify, because obviously Councillor Chadden's had a conversation to come up with these numbers, which is good because he's planned for what he's going to do, which is much better than coming here and not knowing what the numbers were. Can I just clarify that this number is in keeping with the long-term financial plan as per the rating for the general commercial and industrial work?
Mr. Arnold?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Councillor Winter, this is in keeping with the earlier resolution that set the rate at 4%.
Yeah. Thanks.
Councillor Fox?
I've been tearing my hair out over this one for a while.
Can't see how you've done it.
I've lost a lot, trust me. because I feel that by having a dollar figure for the general population, the people who are on the lower incomes would be subsidising the people who are on the higher income. And the actual difference would be $26 to a person owning a property of $250,000 value, say, or $12.69 if they've got a property of $350,000. And that would have been if we'd been paying the $61. So it would probably be slightly less, being $58. And I guess it doesn't sound like a lot of money, but I guess $58 a year represents about 1%, doesn't it? On the rates. What percentage of the rates would that represent, $58 a year?
Mr. Jones, are you diving for your calculator? We're trying to get an answer, Councillor Fox.
Yeah.
Just bear with us just for a second.
It's complicated.
Mr. Breen.
Yeah, through the chair, it's about 4% on the rates.
It's about 4% in rates. So, if you see, by doing it this way, we're actually covering the fact that there'd be another 4% on top of the rates of the 4% that we're just charging.
No, it's remaining static with last year.
So this is 4% of...
it
is also 4% of the previous...
Yeah.
Right,
but
okay.
But it remains static with last year.
Yeah, mm. Yeah.
That's for properties under $1 million.
Yes, for properties under $1 million. And properties of roughly $1 million would have been paying $77 if they were paying a $61 fee, which was proposed. I haven't got the figures on the $58, but I guess it does make a big difference to people in the
in the lower income bracket, they'd basically be paying a lot less. They'd probably be paying about half to what the people in the higher income bracket would be paying. In some cases, it'd be paying a quarter if it was charged on a percentage of their rates. And that's what I'm concerned about. And I know that Councillor Atkinson was also talking along these lines at the budget workshop, in that by having a flat fee, it's not actually being equal across the whole community in terms of how much people are paying for this stormwater rate. And I would have liked to have seen greater equality. I'm pleased to say that, I mean, there's not that much difference between $60 and $58, I must admit, or $61 and $58. And I guess this is a simpler way of doing it, but I don't think it's quite as transparent. I don't think people in the lower socioeconomic area realise that they are actually subsidising the higher valued properties by paying a flat rate. And I haven't prepared an amendment, but I just wanted to make this point. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I heard what you said. It's not based on income, as once you said at one stage. It's based on valuation, and I guess regardless of the valuation, we probably would say that each household probably contributes the same in stormwater no matter where they live, and that's why that figure was set. And I think going back to the discussions last year, if that helps you, and certainly for the properties over 1 million we've set a different rate, so that is, hope that assists. Do I have any further discussion you'd like me to put the motion? I'll put that then. Moved by Councillor Chadden, seconded by Councillor Bastone, that pursuant to Section 93(3) of the Local Government Act 1993 is amended. The Council, in making a stormwater removal rate, sets a minimum amount of $58 in respect of all rateable land within the municipal area for the period the 1st of July 2017 to the 30th of June 2018. Councillors, I'll ask those in favour, please say aye. Those against? That is carried unanimously. The next item is number 10, Rates Resolution, Part 5C. And I'm looking for a mover and seconder there. Thank you, Councillor Grace. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Fox? Councillor Grace, do you wish to speak?
I don't think there's much to discuss on this. I think most of the councillors will agree with this. This is probably about the fairest way. They don't use the facility.
Thank you. Anyone else wish to speak? If not, I'll put the recommendation, moved by Councillor Gray, seconded by Councillor Fox, pursuant to Section 1294 of the Local Government Act 1993 as amended. The Council determines that for a member of the class of ratepayers whose liability to pay the stormwater removal rate assessed in accordance with Resolution Part 5A previously made arises for more than one property in the municipal area, a remission of the stormwater removal rate shall automatically be granted for such of that member's properties which A. only have erected upon them a boat shed, jetty, ramp or similar structure for access to littoral or riparian waters, or B. do not have the qualities of a minimum lot as defined by the local government, building and miscellaneous provisions, Act 1993, except where such land could be adhered to other lands in the same ownership so as to comprise a block which has the qualities of a minimum lot, and C. the above remission may be withdrawn where the rates have not been paid in full by the due date. I'll put that to the vote. Councillors in favour, please say aye. Those against? That is carried unanimously. We'll move on to page 12. And this is Rates Resolution Part 6. And I'm looking for a mover. Thank you, Councillor Fox. Page 12, Councillor Grace, if you've lost it. Do I have a seconder? Was that by you, Councillor Grace? You put your arm up? Or? Yes, seconded. Thank you. Any councillor wish to speak to it?
Councillor Brooks? We have no choice. This is set by the government.
Exactly. We're
we're just doing it on their behalf.
We are the collector on behalf.
Yep.
That's correct.
The way we support and appreciate the service they give the community.
We certainly do, particularly in the summer months. I'll put the recommendation moved by Councillor Fox, seconded by Councillor Grace, that pursuant to Section 93A of the Local Government Act 1993 as amended and the provisions of the Fire Service Act 1979 as amended, the Council makes the following rates for land within the municipal area for the period 1 July 2017 to the 30th of June 2018. A permanent brigade district fire rate of 0.054560 cents in the dollar of capital value, subject to a minimum amount of $39 in respect of all rateable land within the permanent brigade rating district. B. A volunteer brigade district fire rate of 0.017045 cents in the dollar of capital value, subject to a minimum amount of $39 in respect of all rateable land within the volunteer brigade rating district. C. A general land fire rate of 0.013551 cents in the dollar of capital value, subject to a minimum amount of $39 in respect of all rateable land within the municipal area, which is not within the permanent brigade rating district or the volunteer brigade rating district. Councillors, I'll ask you to vote. Those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? That is carried unanimously. The second item on page 12 is number 12, and that's Rates Resolution Part 7. Thank you, Councillor Winter, and thank you, Councillor Fox. Any councillor wish to speak? I will put the recommendation moved by Councillor Winter, seconded by Councillor Fox, and that is payment of rates and charges. And it says, pursuant to Section 124 of the Local Government Act 1993 as amended, the rates for 2017-18 shall be payable in four instalments by dates by which the rates are due to be paid. Are first instalment, 15th of August 2017. Second instalment, the 31st of October 2017. The third instalment, the 31st of January 2018. And the fourth instalment, the 28th of April 2018. Penalties and interest. Pursuant to Section 128 of the Local Government Act 1993 as amended, where an amount of rates remains unpaid for 1 month after the due date, a penalty of 5% of the unpaid amount, together with interest on the unpaid amount at a rate of 8.72% per annum, calculated monthly in arrears, shall be applied. Supplementary rates. Part A, pursuant to Sections 89A, 92 and 109N of the Local Government Act 1993 as amended, if a supplementary valuation is made of any land prior to the 30th of June 2017, the General Manager may, at his discretion, adjust the amount payable in respect of any or all rates for that land for that financial year in line with the new valuation. And B, if a rates notice is issued by the General Manager under subclause A, the amount shown as payable on that notice is due to be paid within 30 days of the date on which that notice is issued. Councillors, I'll ask you to vote. Those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? That is carried unanimously. And now we'll move on to the last item, and that is item 13, Capital Works Program. And I have a mover in Councillor Fox, and I'm looking for a seconder. Councillor Reid. Councillor Fox, do you wish to add anything? Any councillor wish to speak? Councillor Grace?
Mayor, I'm sorry, but I'm going to vote against the operation of the Capital Works. I don't want to criticise a lot of things with the Capital Works, but I do oppose the borrowing of the $10 million, and therefore I can't support the Capital Works.
Thank you, Councillor Grace. Any other councillor wish to add? If not, I'll put the recommendation. Moved by Councillor Fox, seconded by Councillor Reid, that Council A, pursuant to Section 82 of the Local Government Act 1993 as amended, adopts the Capital Works Program for the 2017-18 financial year as detailed in the annual estimates. B, notes the draft Capital Works Programs proposed for financial years 2018-19, 2019-20, 2020-21 and 2021-22, as detailed in the annual plan, which remains subject to change depending on other priorities being identified and financial resources which may be available at the time. C. In accordance with Section 82(6) of the Act, the Council by absolute majority authorises the General Manager to make minor adjustments up to $100,000 to any individual estimate item as he deems necessary during the 2017-18 financial year, provided that the total of the estimates remains unaltered. I'll ask you to vote, councillors. Councillors in favour, please say aye. Those against? We'll have a division or a show of hands. Those in favour are councillors Winter, Bastone, Chatterton, Fox, Atkinson, Reet and Wass. And opposing the motion, Councillor Grace. Motion is carried. That brings us to an end, councillors. I would like to thank you for your patience, time and discussion, and wish you well on your way home. And we will now note on the recording that the recording will now cease as the meeting has closed at 6:57.